KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy and 59 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance of showers here today with a high around 65 and nearly steady or slowly cooling temperatures throughout the afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. For the second time in a little more than a year, a pilot with the Iowa State Patrol was forced to make an emergency landing due to circumstances beyond his control. The patrol says Trooper Scott Pigsley was flying from Sioux City to Atlantic after having helped search for a missing woman in northwest Iowa when his aircraft struck a flock of geese early Tuesday morning. Pigsley, who was not injured in the mishap, landed safely at the Denison Airport. A woman Pigsley was called to help find was later located safe and sound. Officials say the trooper had no idea of what happened until he was on the ground and saw the damage. Patrol spokesman Sergeant Scott Bright said Pigsley, a pilot for 17 years, was flying a single-engine Cessna at about 1,500 feet when he hit the geese. You may recall we told you back on December the 18th of 2010, a State Patrol aircraft also flown by Pigsley made an emergency landing on Highway 44 near the Audubon-Guthrie County line after having experienced engine failure. Pigsley and his passenger, a state conservation officer, were monitoring deer hunters when the plane went down, narrowly missing a pickup on the road. News time is 7:08.
With advancements in equipment technology, today it's more important than ever to have a farm equipment dealer with good service. This is Chris from Lindeman Tractor, and I believe that our service department is a big part of what's selling our equipment. We have the best combine mechanics anywhere, as well as a whole crew of great tractor technicians. And when it comes to service for planters, I'd put our planter mechanics up against anybody. Just ask some of our customers. They've had years working with our techs. They trust them and value their opinions. In fact, sometimes the sales team is the second contact when our customers are ready to make a move in their equipment lineup. They talk to their mechanic first, get their opinion on whether or not the time is right for the piece of equipment to be upgraded. Then they come see us. And when it comes to crunch time, we have the best service manager around. Mac can get up to 50 calls a day and point to techs in different directions, and together they get it all done. At Lindeman Tractor, you're not only getting a dealership with great equipment, you're getting the best service to go with it. Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic.
Two men faced charges in a shooting in Ottawa that reportedly happened during a burglary that police say now was fabricated. 32-year-old Darren Hyber and 24-year-old Brady Chapman were arrested Tuesday in connection with the February 5th shooting at Hyber's trucking business. Hyber told police he was shot in the leg while interrupting a burglary. Police say Hyber devised a scheme to have Chapman, his employee, shoot him with a .22 caliber rifle to distract him from personal problems. The Omaha World-Herald reports Hyber missed his estranged wife and hatched the plan to try and get her back. Hyber faces conspiracy and reckless use of firearms charges. Chapman faces felony charges of reckless use of a firearm and willful injury. Both men face a charge of making a false report to law enforcement. The men are currently free on bond. Cass County Sheriff's Office said Tuesday that three arrests occurred over the past couple of weeks. On Monday, 33-year-old Bridget Lee Barnholt of Atlantic was arrested on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Barnholt was taken to the Cass County Jail, where she was being held on a $10,000 bond. This past Sunday, 24-year-old Raymond Carl Egner of McClelland was arrested on charges of OWI, third or subsequent offense, driving while barred and driving under revocation. Egner was taken to the Cass County Jail and posted a $7,000 bond and was released. And on February 25th, 23-year-old Raymond Lee Miller of Casey was arrested on a charge of driving while barred. Miller was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was released the following day on his own recognizance. A search is underway in Pottawatomie County for four men. Council Bluffs police say attacked 33-year-old Jason Muller outside of his home on South 8th Street Sunday afternoon.
We're still looking for four suspects, one black male and three white males.
Council Bluffs Police Sergeant Chad Myers said they do not have a lot to go on.
We're still looking for four suspects and then also a blue sedan. Descriptions are very vague, but that's all we've got to work with.
Sergeant Myers said at around 3 p.m. Sunday, Muller was working on his car and had gone into the house when he heard someone near his vehicle. When he went back outside to investigate, he was attacked. Muller suffered severe facial injuries but will recover. Sergeant Myers said it's the same area where 40-year-old Andrea Moulton was badly beaten on February 28th.
And there's nothing at this time to indicate that the two incidents are related.
Both Moulton and Muller remain hospitalized. And the Cass and Adair County Boards of Supervisors will hold their regular weekly meetings this morning at 9 o'clock in Atlantic and Greenfield, respectively. Here in Atlantic, the board will act on approving an expenditure of local option sales tax funds to eliminate a deficit balance in the Boffman Drainage District Fund. In Greenfield, the supervisors will hold a Years of Recognition coffee and discuss fiscal year 2013 health levy as well as a funeral assistance ordinance. I'll have a look at the funeral announcements coming up next.
With advancements in equipment technology, today it's more important than ever to have a farm equipment dealer with good service. This is Chris from Lindeman Tractor, and I believe that our service department is a big part of what's selling our equipment. We have the best combine mechanics anywhere, as well as a whole crew of great tractor technicians. And when it comes to service for planters, I'd put our planter mechanics up against anybody. Just ask some of our customers. They've had years working with our techs. They trust them and value their opinions. In fact, sometimes the sales team is the second contact when our customers are ready to make a move in their equipment lineup. They talk to their mechanic first, get their opinion on whether or not the time is right for the piece of equipment to be upgraded. Then they come see us. And when it comes to crunch time, we have the best service manager around. Matt can get up to 50 calls a day and point to techs in different directions, and together they get it all done. At Lindeman Tractor, you're not only getting a dealership with great equipment, you're getting the best service to go with it. Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Burton Wittrup, age 77 of Elkhorn, died Thursday at Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan. Funeral services for Burton Wittrup will be today at 10 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Eugene Simmons, age 82 of Coon Rapids, died Sunday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Services for Eugene Simmons will be this morning at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home of Coon Rapids has the arrangements. Donna Madsen, age 85 of Audubon, died Friday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Donna Madsen will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Kenneth Campbell, age 86, a longtime resident of Atlantic, died Friday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Kenneth Campbell will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Grace Marie Morris, age 79, of Casey, died Saturday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Grace Morris will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Juanita Sunderman, age 83, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Graveside services for Juanita Sunderman will be held Thursday at 10 a.m. at St. John's Cemetery, 1 mile south of Lyman. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Marcella Josephine Cahill, of age 92, of Avoca and formerly of Hancock, died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Marcella Cahill will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the United Church of Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Kenneth Wolfe, age 49, of Audubon, died Monday at his daughter's home in Audubon. Funeral services for Kenneth Wolfe will be held Thursday at 3 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Stacy Lynn Grimes Taylor, age 40, of Winterset and formerly of Earlham, died Saturday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Stacy Taylor will be Friday at 10:30 at the Earlham Church of Christ. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Dolores Stanley, age 81, of Greenfield, died Saturday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Celebration of Life services for Dolores Stanley will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Helen Bandow, age 77, of Manila, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Helen Bandow will be Friday at 2 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home of Manila has arrangements. Ruth Dwyer, age 84, of Bridgewater, died Tuesday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Celebration of Life services for Ruth Dwyer will be Friday at 2:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle, with the Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle in charge of arrangements. Pauline Eunice Hogsett, age 91, of Oakland, died Tuesday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Pauline Hogsett will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Doris Rasmussen, age 76, of Harlan, died Sunday. There are no public services or visitations planned for Doris Rasmussen. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is assisting the family with arrangements. And Milton Sinow, age 81, of Aspinwall, died Tuesday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Services for Milton Sinow are pending at the Odie Funeral Home. That's a check of our news brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.